Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Friday, February 22nd. The Aspen Times reports that a second energy company with expiring oil and gas leases in Thompson Divide has asked the Bureau of Land Management to suspend the leases in order to keep them valid. Ursa Piance LLC filed a request Tuesday with the BLM field office in Silt. The move follows a similar request last week by SG Interests to suspend 16 leases it holds in the Thompson Divide area, west of Carbondale, that also are about to expire. The Ursa leases, covering nearly 12,000 acres, are primarily in Pitkin and Mesa counties, but include a small portion of Garfield County, according to the BLM. The suspension requests by SG Interests and Ursa are just one facet in an increasingly complex battle over Thompson Divide, where ranchers, conservationists, and local governments are fighting to prevent drilling. Chris Selden, Assistant Pitkin County Attorney, said there may be as many as 15 factors in play right now that will affect the fate of Thompson Divide. Pitkin County commissioners have scheduled a road trip to Carbondale next week to discuss activities in the contested area. A meeting intended to let the public know what's going on and seek citizen input is set for 6 p.m. Wednesday at Carbondale Town Hall. The supervisor of the White River National Forest and the BLM field manager have both been invited. The Thompson Divide area covers 221,500 acres of federal land in Pitkin, Garfield, Gunnison, Mesa, and Delta counties. There are 61 current leases in that area covering approximately 105,000 acres. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that Mesa County commissioners want more time to analyze proposed changes to roads across 1 million acres in western Colorado. The commission decided Wednesday to seek a 90-day extension of the Bureau of Land Management comment period that is currently set to end April 25th. Commissioner Steve Acquafresca said the county's efforts to analyze the roads that would be closed under each of the alternatives proposed by the BLM plan is a lengthy process. The travel management aspect of the Grand Junction Field Office's proposed RMP has drawn the most public interest because the Bureau opted to close off a spaghetti-like network of roads, trails, and routes under the three versions of the plan. The preferred alternative seeks to find a middle ground between more development and a greater emphasis on conservation. According to the Sentinel, the Commission will stress the need for additional socioeconomic study of the various alternatives, especially the extent to which the off-roaders contribute to the local economy. Acquafresca said the situation may be different from the typical BLM model because of the Grand Valley's popularity as a destination for off-roaders. The resource management plan is intended to guide administration of public lands for at least 20 years, and it encompasses a wide variety of management issues, from oil and gas development to preservation of historic or cultural resources. According to the Associated Press, required labels for genetically engineered food are under consideration in Colorado. A House committee planned to consider a bill Thursday to give Colorado the nation's most expansive GMO label requirements. GMO is used to indicate that the food has been genetically modified. More than 60 countries require genetically modified foods to be labeled, but the United States isn't one of them. Only Alaska has enacted legislation requiring the label of genetically engineered fish and shellfish products. Colorado's bill would exempt restaurant food, chewing gum, and alcohol. Many scientists say the labels aren't useful because genetically modified or engineered foods are safe. California voters last year rejected a statewide labeling requirement. One of Colorado's members of Congress has suggested a national labeling law. Democratic Representative Jared Polis says consumers need the information. In Denver yesterday, the Paonia wrestling team took a big step toward a second consecutive state title after the Eagles won all 13 of their opening matches at the tournament. The number one ranked Eagles rolled through the first round winning 8 of their matches yesterday by pinfall. Dylan Stroud won his bout in overtime, while Jorge Quiñones won a major decision in his match. Defending state champ Jesse Reed and last year's state runner-up Morgan Reeder were among the 13 winners for Paonia. Going into today's second round, the Eagles lead their nearest competitors by 14.5 points. The medal round takes place Saturday night at the Pepsi Center. And finally today, Bruce Babbitt, who served 8 years as Interior Secretary under President Clinton, says President Obama can work around Congress to ensure that we conserve more public lands. Babbitt spoke at the National Press Club this month, urging that the Obama administration balance energy extraction with conservation of public lands. He begins this passage of his speech by addressing the abysmal conservation record of the last Congress.
The last Congress, the 112th Congress, unbelievably, was the first Congress since World War II not to protect a single new acre of land as a park, wilderness area, or national monument. The first time since World War II. Now, this lamentable inaction, it's not for a lack of wilderness bills to consider. I went back and sort of looked across the record, and it turns out that in December of 2012, this past year, there were 30 wilderness and conservation bills stalled in the Congress that were sponsored, as per custom, by home state senators and or representatives. The importance of that fact is that these 30 bills clearly reflected popular support from the constituencies in which the lands are located. And these 30 bills would protect areas in 13 states from Oregon to Maine, totaling some 5 million acres. Now, some opinion has it that since wilderness areas can only be created by legislation, we must therefore conclude that presidents have no real power to advance the cause of wilderness. That is not the case, and let me see if I can explain why that is not the case. It was President Clinton who discovered that he could motivate the Congress to act on conservation legislation simply by holding out the possibility of a monument proclamation as a substitute for stalled legislative proposals. And in our experience, the Congress, faced with the possibility of an executive order creating a national monument, often moved very quickly to share the credit by saying, hold up, hold, we'll legislate a conservation designation. And with that kind of prompting from President Clinton, Congress awakened, and it took action to establish, among others, the Otay Mountain Wilderness and the San Jacinto National Monument in California, the Steens Mountain Cooperative Management Area up in eastern Oregon, the Colorado Canyons National Conservation Area in Colorado, and the Los Cienegas National Conservation Area in Arizona. Now, with these precedents and considering the widespread public support, President Obama should turn his attention to the wilderness, parks, and conservation bills pending in the Congress. To give you one example, Senator Feinstein has a bill to protect more than 1 million acres of the Mojave Desert with a legislative monument. It remains, not surprisingly, bottled up in committee. It's a wonderful opportunity for the president to work with Senator Feinstein to examine the use of executive authority as an alternative pathway to monument status. And in this way, bill by bill, place by place, the president can help advance deserving proposals on which the Congress is failing to act.
That was former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt speaking at the National Press Club earlier this month. And that concludes your daily newscast for Friday. I'm Eric Gould for Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. Thanks to Marty Derlin for all her help this past 2 weeks. Brian Cambria will be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.